investigate the wobbly stop sign. Because after all, without your death-defying coverage, we might all one day forget that hurricanes are windy.
Mr. Hurricane Reporter!
How long after this whole Florence drama is over do you think we'll see the first big celebrity fundraiser where everybody that hates Trump can get together and say, you know, this wouldn't have happened if we hadn't backed out of the Paris Climate Accord, so give your money. I'm reading here, after Katrina, actor Brad Pitt formed a nonprofit called Make It Right.
Yeah.
With the plan of building new green or eco-friendly houses, which would be sold to residents at highly discounted prices.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the houses didn't hold up long. There were issues with mold, shoddy construction, water leaks, and worse. Now the Make It Right organization is nowhere to be found, and people are gearing up for lawsuits. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Oh, I just got a cheery reminder about tomorrow morning's drilling. So
you're going to be out all day tomorrow?
Well, I don't know yet. It depends. If this thing, if there's no...
We'll play by ear. It'll be fine.
Basically, I am scheduled to be off tomorrow afternoon. But I won't know that I need to be off until after it's over, which will be around 11 o'clock. Oh, he's on the phone? Oh,
yeah.
My God, jeez. You're supposed to make a fuss when we see...
Rich Thomas Weather!
On the telephone.
I was trying to play it cool.
Hey, Rich.
I thought I saw you at Infusion today.
I believe I was sitting next to you, yes.
Ah, it was you. It was. You looked a lot like you.
It sure did. But you wouldn't talk to me. I was nervous. I was going to ask you for your autograph.
Oh, well.
When I'm around famous people, I get very bashful.
I hear you. Well, we got Florence battering the coast of the Carolinas. And a lot of times when a hurricane comes ashore, it moves in, and there's 5, 6, 7 hours of terror, and then it moves out. That's not going to happen this time. This thing is large, and it's losing its steering currents, and it's going to stick around the coast and just batter them relentlessly for days, maybe 3 days. Right now, the winds are at 100 miles per hour, so the winds have come down, and a lot of people are, you know, saying, great, good, the winds have come down. But there's more to it than that. The storm is huge, and the hurricane winds extend out 80 miles from the center, and the tropical storm winds are 175 miles from the center. And the storm surge could be as high as 13 feet near where the center crosses the coastline tomorrow. But it'll probably be in the vicinity of, let's say, New Bern, North Carolina, or maybe near Wilmington, mm-hmm. and then kind of cruise close to the northeastern coast of South Carolina. Very slow. Right now, moving at 5 miles per hour. It just about stops there for a while. And then dumps about, you know, 30 to 40 inches of rain.
God.
Eventually makes a curve into the mountains. Dumps more rain, at least a foot, maybe more. And then into the Appalachians and on up to the coast. But Florence will be around for a while. And it, even though the winds have gone down from 140 a couple of days ago to 100 today, this is still a very serious situation.
In terms of its total size, you know, from the eye to as far out as the tropical storm force winds extend, what's the most recent hurricane that you can recall that was about that same?
Well, Katrina was enormous in size, mm-hmm. just about covered the Gulf. I remember Floyd, which these people in the Carolinas had to deal with.
I remember I was in North Carolina right after Floyd, and I couldn't believe the flooding. God.
Well, you look at that picture in my office of Floyd, it's just an enormous storm. So there have been cases, and then there have been some tiny hurricanes. Like, for instance, Charlie was relatively a tiny hurricane.
Yeah.
Guess what? So was Andrew. Andrew was relatively a tiny hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rough situation in the Carolinas, and our heart goes out to them. And meanwhile, we're watching Isaac, which is a tropical storm coming into the Caribbean that could, if it survives the week ahead, could end up in the Gulf of Mexico and be something that we watch let's say, in about 8 or 9 days. Next weekend, not this weekend, the following weekend.
Mm. You know. Is there wind shear interfering with that?
Yeah, wind shear is the problem with Isaac down in the Caribbean right now. Yeah.
All right, and is there a potential Joyce somewhere?
Joyce is already formed, but it's a fish storm way up in the north central Atlantic.
Okay, we don't have to worry about Joyce.
This other thing in the Atlantic right, and in the Gulf of Mexico right now, 95L, it doesn't look very promising. It's headed towards Texas. If it ever became a depression, I'd be surprised, but it could. And if it ever becomes a tropical storm, the next name is Kirk.
Kirk?
Yeah. As
wow.
in Captain.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, that name sounds new to the group.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
I'd have to look to see if that was one of the retired names that they had to replace, you know?
Wow. What about here now? We're looking at, I've got the Living Fear Doppler up. I see a lot of little spotty showers and stuff out there.
Yeah. We've got, about 30 to 40% coverage. Let me take a closer look here at the radar. Looks like some of the stronger storms now are between Montgomery and Troy, and they're generally moving off to the west-northwest today. You still have a chance of encountering one. I see a couple of showers. Here's a nice little shower just south of the city of Montgomery in along 231 in Montgomery County. And so there's a few up there, a couple in Elmore County, one over towards Prattville. So good luck on your rain chances this evening.
All right, because we know, and by the way, if you think Rich predicted rain and you didn't get any, write to, I didn't get any rain at my house in care of Blue Water Broadcasting, 4101A Wall Street,
mm-hmm.
36106. And we will give your complaint all due consideration.
Thank you.
Rich, it was good to hear from you. Thanks for the update on Florence, and we will see you in the morning.
See you guys later.
Right, bye-bye. 408. Who brought us that moment with Rich?
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions for over 20 years. Learn more at gulfcoastsupply.com.
So Irma was about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget, because there again, that was a storm that was kind of like Florence in that it was inching along, and the predicted path kept changing. For a while, they thought it would go up like the Gulf Stream off the east side of Florida. Then they saw it making landfall down in the Keys and going up the east side of the state. And then eventually, they made it more of a west Florida coast storm, even though, and that's where it made landfall, Fort Myers. But most of the damage was done on the east side of the state. But there was a point there where I told Janelle, based on what we know now, you should get out of Homestead and head up to, you know, your future mom-in-law's house west of Fort Lauderdale, which is what they did. And then the path changed again. And I'll never forget, I was convinced I had sent her into a death trap, that I was sending her right into harm's way.
I remember this, yes.
Because just the slightest fluctuation with these storms. As it turned out, she got there okay, but not without seeing a tornado on the way. And from a very, very close distance. Let's see.
God, that is huge on the radar.
It really is. I mean, it's to describe it, the spiral bands that are circulating around the eye of Florence cover almost all of North Carolina, all of South Carolina, and looks like Hatteras, Morehead City, those areas, Wilmington are all getting the, as the core gets closer to the shore, that's where it's really starting to get ugly in that area. 4:11 is the time on this Talk 93.1 FM. We will check out news, get a look at the roads here in a second. I don't know if I'm ready to go back to roll calling yet. I may never do it again.
It's up to you. I'm not going to push you, but there are a lot of people who count on you, but I'm not going to push you.
Thanks. Maybe after all this dental work is over and I'm into it.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I don't want you to do anything you don't want to do.
Because my dentist, who is excellent, gave me two pieces of advice. He says, talk as little as you possibly can and don't smoke. And that's why about halfway through the morning show, halfway through this show, our article starts to hurt like crazy. If you would like to become one of our Baumhauer's Big Shots, all we need is your name and number, 272-9228. If you've been a previous purchaser at Jack Ingram, you should check out some of the deals they've got on new vehicles if you want to trade in with them. Man, they are going all out to give you maximum value on your trade so you can drive off in something new from Jack Ingram. Or you can do like I did last year, drive off in something that's almost new and comes with all the, but you know, doesn't come with the price tag of new, and you can still get the extended warranty, 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper coverage like I did. I bought a Rogue with 1,800 miles on it. Mint condition. It's beautiful. I've had it for a year now. I consider it to be one of the best purchases I've ever made. And I lowered my monthly payment. I don't know how that happened. I still have never been able to figure out how they worked that out. But I got my payment down from a little over 4 to well under, you know, close to 3. And that was nice. So I got a new vehicle, much more comfortable, lowered my payment, and my insurance, too. Yeah, it was. It cost less to insure your basic SUV than it does a hybrid for some reason. I don't know why. Saved all the way around. Tip Tames and that group. We are three-time purchasers. Let me put it this way. I would never suggest you spend your money on a car or any other product where we don't spend our own. And we have three times with Jack Ingram. When their name is on the back, it's a car you can count on having a good vehicle history, beautiful interior, and you can shop in categories from as low as 5,000 and over 25, and by different models. It's all laid out for you at jackingram.com. But most importantly, they are not into reselling somebody else's troubles. So if it's on the lot, it's a car you can buy with confidence. jackingram.com. Ken.
Hey, I'm going to get in the drawing.
All right.
Begin with.
Good.
August 5th.
Okay.
8-5. And I got to tell you, man, half of me wants to tell you just suck it up and be a man and go on with the roll call. But the other half of me says, you the man because you're on twice a day keeping us entertained and talking and putting a smile on everybody's face. So,
I appreciate that, man. when I'm not feeling particularly good, I'm not complaining. Listen, When I was at Quality Comics today after the morning show, visiting with them, and we were talking about this stuff, and I said, look, every day I know there are people going for chemotherapy right up the street at the cancer center. They've got real serious problems. This is nuisance stuff. But it does kind of, you know, suck the joy out of it.
It takes a toll on you, absolutely.
So,
man, thank you for keeping us smiling even when you're not.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Good luck, Ken. All righty, it's 15 minutes after 4. I've got a picture I'm going to post here shortly while I was at the Equality Comics today.
Yeah?
They had, in a frame, a copy of the very first action comic book from, I think it's 1939.
Wow.
That introduced Superman.
Yeah. Wow.
And there's a picture of me holding it, so I'm going to put this on Facebook.
Very cool.
If you're into comics and collectibles and stuff like that, oh, they had sports memorabilia. It's really an amazing place. The kind of place you can spend hours in just browsing all types of different stuff. Comics from my day, comics from your day. It's really cool. Really had a good time over there today. But I was really excited because I know the value of that. There was a story a couple of years ago. Somebody was remodeling a home, and they tore down a wall.
Yeah.
And there was a copy of that comic book inside the wall for whatever reason. And it was worth $100,000+.
Woo!
So, you never know. You never know. They do baseball card evaluation, and they're honest. The guys love what they do. So, thank you, Jason. It was a pleasure to be with you guys over there earlier today, and I'm going to put that picture up on Facebook when I get a minute. Right now, we've got news and traffic, and then we're back.
From CBS 8 at ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Today is the 20th anniversary of the death of Alabama Governor George Wallace. He died in 1998. He was elected governor four times and ran for president unsuccessfully three times. A Troy University student was robbed at gunpoint overnight. University officials say the robbery happened around midnight on campus near Wallace Hall. They say the student was robbed of his wallet and two books by a man in a hoodie. The student was not injured. A former Tuskegee police lieutenant has been sentenced to prison for beating an arrestee. Alex Huntley has been sentenced to 3 years in federal prison and 3 years of supervised release. Huntley was convicted in June of using pepper spray on and then punching and kicking a handcuffed man in 2014. The assault was recorded by a police recruit. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things looking a little better out on the roadways this afternoon, but except for the fact that it's been raining. Now it's wet and nasty outside, so be careful with all that extra water out on the roadways. Interstate systems are clear. Boulevard and Atlanta Highway, some stop-and-go stuff, nothing big. Atlanta Highway looks pretty good, and the 31s look good. Midtown Plaza has it all. Shop at Cricket, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, a McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
And the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall will soon have more information on their big fall yard sale coming up. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
I got David Little in the house from Tucker Pecan. Football season right here. You got everything ready to go?
Yeah, Bubba, we've got everything you need to tailgate, to throw a party, to just give a friend or a family member of Alabama and Auburn. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got great jewelry. We've got great totes. We've got the clear purses you need to go to the games. We've got all that at Tucker Pecan. Plus, if you need to just throw a big party, we've got the best dips and sauces you will find anywhere to make your party a success. And if that's not what you need and you need something else at Tucker Pecan, we've got the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have those made fresh daily. You know, Bubba, Christmas is not too far around the corner. And Thanksgiving, if you need some gifts for your friends and families, we've got those at Tucker Pecan Company.
Don't forget about the pecan pies either. Tell them where you're located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Standard Attention Military Collectors. Collectibles throughout the ages of military warfare and from around the world will be on display and available to buy, sell, or trade at the Military Collectors Show coming to the Montgomery Multiplex at the Crampton Bowl September 15th and 16th. Dust off those old attic finds and bring them down to the show to be appraised and or receive cash offers. It's Montgomery, Alabama. Alabama's largest military collector's show. Dealers are coming from all over the country with tables full of world military collectibles, military arms from all wars, uniforms, swords, daggers, helmets. No toys here, just the real deal for you. Buy, sell, trade. Bring an item to sell or trade and get a dollar off your admission. $10 admission. Children 12 and under get in free. And discounts for vets, law enforcement, and firefighters. Don't miss Montgomery, Alabama's largest military show, the Heartland Military Collector's Show, Saturday and Sunday, September 15th and 16th at the Montgomery Multiplex at the Crampton Bowl. For info, contact Matt or Bill at 313-4540.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get at MontgomeryLacy.net. Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Hi, this is Rich Thomas. Today is a good day to download our free weather app for your phone or tablet if you haven't already. It's a great companion when you take it on the road because it knows where you are. You get the current weather, forecast weather, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts instantly wherever you are. And you can hear my forecast anytime you want, right here.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, Amazon tree, oh, Amazon tree, a Douglas fir that's full size. Oh, Amazon tree, oh, Amazon tree, free two-day shipping with Prime. Why go outside for freshly cut? Just wait for the FedExmas truck. Oh, Amazon tree, oh, Amazon tree, is nothing sacred, Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos, what did we hear him announce during Fox News? I think he's worth $150 billion. He's going to give a big sum of money to homeless organizations. Why is it that I think a lot of that money is going to not end up helping people who are homeless? I hate to be jaded, but I just... You dump a ton of cash into... Why not give them jobs? How about that? Give them something to do around one of your warehouses. Better yet, since all I hear is how abused your employees are, maybe give them a little raise.
That $2 billion will also go towards creating preschools.
I appreciate the great gesture and the wonderful liberal heart of it. At least he's using his money. Of course, it's tax deductible. But somehow I just have a feeling that it's like the Brad Pitt thing that we were just telling you about after Katrina. He builds all these homes, sells them at a greatly discounted price, and now they're pieces of crap. They're unlivable. So now there's lawsuits, but what does he care? He already got the publicity. Remember, he was into New Orleans right after, and he was probably blaming Bush, too, and all this stuff. Yeah, building homes, and now they are unlivable piles of junk. I just don't trust. If you're going to do something like that, do it, and don't announce it through the media. Word will get out. I would respect that a whole lot more. But I've got a friend in Chicago who works for Bezos' Southwest Chicago Amazon house trap or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the work pace is grueling. Breaks are almost... You better have a bladder and a bowel that's timed to your breaks or you're going to be in serious discomfort. And they just work them and work them and work them. Kind of like the people that make the products overseas, except they're paid better here. I'm just jaded. I just don't trust celebrity generosity. But that's just me. I'm just jaded, you know? You get that way when you get to be my age, kids.
I mean, I'm a damn dirty capitalist. So it's like, I'm reading articles where it's like, oh, look how greedy he is. Because that $2 billion he's given, like, say somebody made 95 grand a year. That'd be like them giving $1,600 bucks to charity.
him giving $2 billion when he's worth $168 billion. It's $2 billion. And it's not like he frickin' stole the $168 billion. He started with a frickin' bookstore in a dinky little conference room. Going all these, you know, the early days of the internet and built this incredible business where people could buy almost frickin' anything with a click of a button, and he's the SOB.
Well, at what point during all of this did he turn into the
rectum
that he is today?
I don't know.
The Washington Post, a newspaper he owns, that with a straight face tells its readers that President Trump is complicit in Florence. Nothing. You know, they were already criticizing the recovery efforts before the storm made landfall. How do you do that? I think that was a CNN phenomenon. Oh, they're doing a horrible job. And the storm's still 150 miles offshore. But they already know enough that they, you know, it's just whatever it takes. They want him out. He has ruined everything for the deep state. And by the way, have you noticed that the complete lack of enthusiasm for Obama's reemergence into the campaign scene? I just love the fact that he made that appearance in Southern California, where he was Mr. Wonderful. They didn't mind when he created 9-hour traffic jams to come out there and play golf. Whoa! Or showed up for a $34,000 a plate fundraiser. Now he's going out to speak on behalf of candidates, and he can't even draw 1,000 people. Trump is still filling 10,000-plus seat auditoriums, yet somehow the voter enthusiasm edge goes to the Democrats. I'm having a lot of trouble buying some of this stuff. Here's Deborah Messing. Put a bag over your head. Do us a favor. And shut up. We're still living in that world where actors and actresses feel like they were imbued with a special form of intelligence. If you would like, if you know perhaps of a guy who's been hit with a divorce action, or you yourself as a man are facing a divorce, expecting it, you kind of know ahead of time. But still, when it becomes a reality, it is a gut punch. At that point, you need to focus on yourself and preparing for the new life that will be in front of you with all the new routines that go with you. The kids that you used to have come down from upstairs and play with in the living room will be either dropped off at your next residence or you'll be going back to pick them up. There's a lot of changes that come in a divorce, and you can't prepare for them all. That in itself takes time. It's a huge adjustment. So dealing with the details of the divorce, that's when you need to hire Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson and let them be your advocates. They specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. And that includes everything from property. I mean, you've heard some of the stories without naming names, of course. The kinds of battles that can brew over a bird. You know, family pet, all of these things. You don't need to be in the middle of that. Let them do the work for you so you can focus on coming out on the other side mentally, physically, and spiritually whole and ready to move on with your life. You can reach out to them directly at 819-4810, 819-4810, or visit them online at divorceformenalabama.com. If you know somebody who could use their help or at least a consultation, refer them to the web address, divorceformenalabama.com. For Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever thought of selling real estate? We have a new class starting on Thursday, September 13th, right here in Montgomery at our office in East Chase. We meet every Thursday night from 6 to 9 p.m. We encourage you to call us for all the details. The class is filling up now. Active live class with an instructor that sells and lists real estate with 41 years in experience. Topics include license law, property law, appraisal, pricing property, and how to represent buyers and sellers. Discussion about buying rental property and managing property are also covered. great training materials and books, lively discussions, and plenty of handouts will help you study. Classes are starting now. Please call 551-0225 or email bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225, Bo Goodson Real Estate School.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our six locations for repair from certified technicians. And tire values like a $70 mail-in rebate on a set of Michelin tires now through September 20th. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Remember, you didn't hear it on this show.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Were you 9 years old in fourth grade?
You know Abbey Road, The White Album, and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. But now, for the first time ever, discover the Beatles' long-lost album. Strumming the one-string guitar. Recorded in one night, in the dark, with a little help from their friends. Sir Paul McCartney says the band really pulled it together to make a great album. Hear the original version of one of their biggest songs.
All you need is Chuck, Chuck, Chuck. Chuckin's all you need.
Hear all the amazing hits like I Wanna Use Your Hand, The Ballad of John and Stroko, I Can Work It Out, All My Rubbin', A Really Hard Day's Night, and While My Flute Gently Weeps. Critic from the Beatles.
All you need's a duck.
Uploaded to your hard drive today.
I got one that's even worse than that.
Who has hairy palms?
I don't know. I think it's a hotel in West Palm Beach.
Oh.
Steve.
Hey, I just had a quick comment, then I'll listen. But you struck a nerve when you said something about these celebrity actors having seeming as though they know what's going on. People have a hard time separating or thinking about what these people are. They're good actors. So they act like they have this intelligence. People can't separate acting from reality. You know, that's just something to think about.
Well, you know, this tells me when I'm reading this story today. Now, Katrina is a little over 10 years ago. Houses do age. But these houses are falling apart. So he got all the great publicity. Oh, look at Brad Pitt. He's going in. He's building house. Of course, he was selling them at a discount price, whatever that
was.
Well,
evidently, they were using discount materials. Or aren't building up to any kind of specs anyway.
So now this,
and I'm from the New Orleans area, so I know about that stuff down there.
This grand gesture he made in the wake of Katrina is now turning into lawsuits.
Oh yeah. Amazing.
12 residents who spoke to NBC News, 10 of them on the record, say that many of the Make It Right homes that Brad Pitt's charity built are rotting and dangerous. They complain of mold, collapsing structures, electrical fires, gas leaks. They said the houses were built too quickly with low quality materials and designs that didn't take into account New Orleans' humid, rainy climate.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing to me. They have codes up the wazoo down there, but, you know, they also grease hands with money to get things passed. And so, I mean, this happened to my own dad when he was building stuff. I mean, he was keeping books for a builder that was a good friend of his, and they kept having the inspectors come out, and they kept finding ridiculous things that they would make him still do because he wasn't willing to pay him. He wasn't willing to give him this thing for them to go ahead and pass his home.
Yeah.
So they even had him painting the inside of a gutter because finally, after about the third time out, they went ahead and passed the home.
I lived up in Chicago for a long time. I know how the inspection system works.
Yeah. All right, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks. What was that previous call?
Ray Ray called. He said, look out your back door. There's a storm coming.
Well, we're about to do that now anyway. It's 4:36. We have traffic, Fox Business, Rich's forecast. Not necessarily in that order.
It's probably going to be very treacherous.
Well, let's go take a look, shall we?
Hell, let's do it.
That's our job.
Let's do it.
Eyewitness weather coming up. It's 4:36.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still some backed up stuff on the Eastern Boulevard southbound lanes between Atlanta Highway and I-85. Some of that's pretty strong backup. Also seeing some on North Boulevard from about Jackson Ferry Road all the way down to the interchange with I-65. Careful over that way. Stop and go stuff on South Boulevard, including that accident right around Longhorn Steakhouse. So be careful with that one. Want to take a ride? The best ride in Montgomery is at Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. If you can dream it, they can make it happen. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Averages ending up for the day as trade concerns ease and tech stocks rise, with the Dow closing up for a third straight session, up 147 points, NASDAQ up 59, S&P 500 up 15. And you're going to be paying more for a mortgage this week. Long-term rates jumping to their highest level since the start of August, raising costs for would-be buyers. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says that the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage climbed to 4.60% from 4.54% from the previous week. And retailers are scrambling to fill the void left behind by the demise of Toys R Us and are trying to lure shoppers in, especially for the key holiday shopping season. So far, the big winners appear to be Walmart and Target, according to a study by Gordon Haskett Research Advisors. But Costco, which is typically known for having a large toy selection, saw the biggest increase, even more than Walmart, year over year, in traffic from shoppers who used to go to Toys R Us. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Kathy Barsky.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm just your average, everyday, hardworking plumber. But when it comes to my business, only the best. Like commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. They help design a customized insurance solution that gets the job done right. Just like me.
An actor trying to sound like a plumber. Excruciating. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
From CBS 8 at ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A Troy University student was robbed at gunpoint overnight. University officials say the robbery happened around midnight on campus near Wallace Hall. They say the student was robbed of his wallet and two books by a man in a hoodie. The student was not injured. Today is the 20th anniversary of the death of Alabama Governor George Wallace. He died in 1998. He was elected governor four times and ran for president unsuccessfully three times. A former Tuskegee police lieutenant has been sentenced to prison for beating an arrestee. Alex Huntley has been sentenced to 3 years in federal prison and 3 years of supervised release. Huntley was convicted in June of using pepper spray on and then punching and kicking a handcuffed man in 2014. The assault was recorded by a police recruit. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
All eyes on dangerous Florence as it gets very close now to the Carolina coast, and we'll have to watch its future movement to see where it may end up. For us, there's still a risk of a random shower or storm in the area. They'll fade out tonight, overnight low 74. For tomorrow, the rain chances are very small, an isolated storm perhaps, otherwise mostly sunny with a high around 94. Then Saturday and Sunday, the risk of any storms are under 20%. They will be scarce with a high in the low to mid 90s. Monday, a little bit up in the air now. We'll see where Florence ends up. If you don't have our weather app for your phone or tablet yet, this is a good time to get it, to stay on top of all that's going on in the tropics right now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
And if you have the Rich Thomas Weather app, take a look at the radar right now. It's just out behind the building, and there were, I'm using the term low-hanging fruit only because they were very dark clouds, and they weren't too far above my head. And it looks like it's raining rather seriously hard in northeast Montgomery, and all of this stuff is kind of moving west to southwest. It'll be quick, but some of these storms, I just saw to the south of us and to the north some pretty thick curtains of rain that are about to start falling. So that will no doubt be a factor in our weather throughout the rest of the rush.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
This is Digital Rain Gauge Boy First Class for Rich Thomas.
You're invited to the inaugural celebration of the Alabama Festival of Ballet, Saturday, September 15th at 6:30 at Troy University's Davis Theater, created by James R. Atkinson. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see all three of Alabama's professional ballet companies and the state's prominent ballet schools on stage in Montgomery. The program will feature the Alabama Ballet, Avova Contemporary Ballet, and the Montgomery Ballet. For information, visit Alabama Festival of ballet.weebly.com.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Come to the Home Depot for a whole new take on tile. A surprising selection of the trends you want and prices you'll love. Retile a backsplash or a fireplace. Rethink a bath or a patio. Walls, floors, outdoors or indoors, tile is going places at the Home Depot. Come see where it takes you. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. On tile, on anything. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Fix Finder tool from AutoZone is a source of relief, because when your check engine goes, our Fix Finder goes. No matter what your problem is, our Fix Finder will help you troubleshoot it. For some, it's just a loose gas cap. For others, an O2 sensor. So you can kiss that yellow light goodbye and go.
Ah.
It's the free Fix Finder from AutoZone. It's just one more way AutoZone helps you do more, because doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hot Arctic night, polar caps melting down from the fumes from the cars on the street. Up the road, there's a show in your town with the man that George Bush barely beat. Almost president, known for hugging trees. Now he's got bad news.
People,
global warming warns ya.
This is a problem.
Yeah, clue, yeah.
That our country,
don't let Exxon fool you.
must solve. We need to come to grips and get a handle on it, or my Oscar will soon be underwater.
Take my hand, Al Gore. Will you lead the way? Show them all what for.
Reason why we're having hurricanes, it's not because they're we're at the peak of the hurricane season, it's because it's our fault. And of course, as the Washington Post told us yesterday, President Trump is complicit in all this activity, trying to actually, I'm glad they're busy because it's really a cool place. I didn't even know it was there, but what a place to go and kind of get away from it. Quality comics. And I certainly gave away my age because I'm looking, they got racks and racks and racks of, you know, old comics and stuff to look at. But most of them were post-Greg Budell because comics were 12 cents.
Right. This one, I'm looking at it, it's the Batman, and it looks an awful lot like what you were holding in the photo.
Is that the original Batman?
Yeah, original issue number one.
Okay, so that must have been it, yeah. I mean, they have some highly coveted collector edition comic books in their collection there, but they do baseball cards and all kinds. They had an autographed poster from Ted Williams.
Yeah.
Really cool stuff. And you know what? The entire time I was there, I didn't think about politics or hurricanes or any crap.
I need to go by there. I believe I have a Greg Maddux rookie card.
He showed me a Mickey Mantle rookie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's got to be worth a pretty penny.
And Ernie Banks and a couple of others from that. And those I remembered because, of course, we had those cards and we used them in our bicycle spokes. And then our mothers threw them away along with our college education.
That, in my generation, that's how I feel about Pokemon cards, man. No, seriously, and I never thought
to get those for Janelle all the time.
Yeah, and I never thought it'd be worth it. I used to have the original holographic Charizard. Those go for like $50 a pop. I had a whole binder full of these original issue Pokemon cards. That binder probably worth $1,000, if not more.
Wow.
And I don't know what happened to them. I think my parents, when I was at college, sold it at a garage sale or something.
I bought somebody's clothes when I was in Indiana. And it was like a really big book of Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
And I wonder what Janelle did with those, if she still has them.
Well, some of those are worth a lot of money just for a card. Now, isn't the most expensive baseball card the Wade Boggs? Not Wade Boggs.
No,
not Wade. That's the wrong name.
The most expensive one ever is a 1911 Hans Wagner shortstop. And I think in those days that came on a box of cereal. And the last time one of those was sold at auction, it was for about $500,000.
Yeah, Honus Wagner or Hans.
Honus. What a name.
Yeah, $2.8 million from 1909.
$2.8 million. Wow, I slightly underestimated that one.
Yeah, this is a updated list. I'm wondering, this should have the details as I pull up the link.
But thanks to Jason Barnes and everybody there, because it's just a great place to go in and look around. There is so much cool stuff to see. And the even cooler part is you can buy it if you're interested.
Yeah, it's Sweet Caporal Cigarettes. That's what on the back of the card it says from Honus Wagner.
Well, I mean, it was very common. I remember ads from the 50s, and you can still see them online. Sometimes, you know, people do collections of old ads, and Santa Claus was, hey, how would you like a couple of cartons of Camel under the tree? Speaking of which, I don't like this idea of buying a live tree on Amazon.
Oh, really? You can? That's an option now? Why not just go to a tree farm here?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I'm not big on buying clothing, specifically the brand and the fabric I'm getting and all that.
I'll buy t-shirts online. That's about it. Because I know that t-shirts will fit.
But Christmas trees speak to you. One of my favorite days of the whole year is when my buddy at Dustin puts up the big blue and white tent in the lot on Vaughan Road behind my old neighborhood in Bellwood West. That's, Christmas is coming.
It's a true Griswoldian moment.
It is. And then Sho and I, we usually try to wait until it's kind of cold, but we've been over there in a few warm days, but you get your gloves, your manly gloves, and
strap it to the top of your SUV? Or do you get it? Do they deliver?
They delivered.
Okay. I was about to say, because you didn't have SUV last year.
No, I did.
You did.
But they offered to deliver, so I said, sure.
Yeah.
That'll give me time to run home and clear a path for you guys. I've been buying my trees there. You know what I do every year? You guys are going to think I'm weird. Please don't.
Mm-hmm.
When we take the tree down every year, I take the tree, and at this point, it's like a giant stick.
Stick!
Yeah. And I cut all the branches off, and sometimes I'll use some of that as, fill around the gardens and stuff. But I snip off all the branches so that all that's left is the trunk. And then I use the trunk as a garden border, and I have 11 of those now.
And you've come a long way since putting one down a garbage chute.
Well, that was it.
Oh, I listen, Greg. You don't think I do, but I listen and I remember.
The garbage chute. Oh, brother.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one that got stuck.
Yes.
It's the only time in my life I ever bought a Scotch pine, which I didn't like because they had long needles and weak branches and you couldn't put heavy ornaments on it, right?
Yeah.
But I got suckered, and when they dry out, it's like trying to grab a handful of hypodermic needles with the tip, protective plastic caps off.
Damn.
Ooh.
We're having too much fun, I guess.
If it gets any louder than that,
you're going to be scared right out of your pants.
So, it was March. I thought, okay, I'll take the tree down. And I was pulling the ornaments off. And I was not in really good shape to be doing this.
Yeah.
Because I just had my traditional St. Patrick's Day lunch of corned beef and whiskey. I've put the ornaments here so they don't get broke. This tree is so dry that just touching a branch and like 80 needles fall off. So I get all the stuff off the tree, and then I put it on my balcony, which was tiny.
Yeah.
But I had to put it somewhere so I could vacuum.
Pretty standard apartment balcony, yeah.
10 minutes. Not even 10 minutes. I'm getting a call from the condo commando. You're not supposed to put a tree on your balcony there, Sonny. What's the matter with you? It's a hazard. Get it off. I said, what should I do with it? I have an idea right now what I'd like to do with it, but legitimately, what can I do with this? You have to take it out of the building and blah, blah. Screw that. So I opened my door, apartment 2809. And propped it open, looked both ways down the hall. And then I went down. We had a garbage chute all the way down. So it was a fat bottom kind of little thing.
Whoa, did you hear that short?
Oh, yeah, I did. Open the door to the chute. And I'm pushing it in there. And I finally get it upright. And then it doesn't go down.
Oh, no.
I figured as dry as this thing was, it would just slide down to the big dumpster at the bottom, and that'd be that. So they knew who had the tree, so I couldn't take the chance it was going to be there. So I had to go back to my place and start finding things I could push it down with. Junk I could throw out.
How far down is
big
it
books.
Stuck?
Huh?
How far down is it stuck in the chute?
It's out of my arm's reach. It went down just far enough so where I couldn't reach down and pull it up and pull it out.
Okay.
So think about this, Mr. Glamour radio star, right? My ass hanging out of a garbage chute trying to pull a Christmas tree up that's stuck in the middle. And I think I had this book on the Civil War wasn't going to read that weighed like 40 pounds. So I positioned it over the top of the tree and then flung it down. So I had all that weight, and that was that. Made quite the sound when it hit the bottom.
I was about to say.
4:56, Fox News coming up. Don't forget Georgia Floors Direct. Next time you need new flooring, you want to dress up a room or your entire house. Boy, Mumnut redid his kitchen with Georgia Floors Direct. Stunning. Mumnut, you and your kitchen belong in a magazine. It's that beautiful. But, of course, a beautiful result at a very affordable price. That's the ultimate goal, and that's what Georgia Floors Direct has made happen for people throughout the River Region for almost half a century. So do yourself a favor. Before you go anywhere else, and you really won't need to, go to Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. See Jeff Mallinson. Find what you want. Get it at a real wholesale price. Have it installed by their people. They work with their own installers, and you will be one thrilled, happy homeowner. That's Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. We are going to take a quick look at traffic here. Fox News is coming on. I think we should take a look at this rain. Apparently, storms are muscling up a little bit.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Just out in the old parking lot, taking a look to see what's going on outside. And we got some thunder and lightning and some rain headed this way. Thunder and lightning is already here, believe me. Got a lot of stuff going on out there this afternoon. 231 Wetumpka Highway. That's going to be both travel lanes are very, very slow from the boulevard on up toward the River Bridge. We've got some stuff over on North Boulevard as you ramp onto 65 northbound. That's kind of clogged up right now. 85 southbound as you come past Alabama State all the way down to the interchange. That's very slow. And we're seeing some slow stuff around the boulevard and also on Atlanta Highway from Taylor Road up to the interstate. For custom decks, painting, privacy fencing, and a free estimate, call Prestige Home Improvements. Prestige Home Improvements, 334-398-1765. That's 398-1765. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's our second annual truckload sale. Now's the perfect time to increase your home comfort and lower your utility bill with a brand new energy-efficient Carrier system. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Lou Choir and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Thanks to loyal customers like you, AC by Lou Choir has been the River Region's air conditioning company of choice for the past 35 years. We have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs.